Blog Talk Radio.
Speak your mind, express yourself. Speak your mind, express yourself. For this is Speak Free Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Brian Crenshaw, and we're here live with another show from Speak Free Radio. Today is October 19th. We'd like to welcome you to another show. Hopefully, everyone's having a great day.
Hey, I know serious I question. Am. If you're a midget, are you allowed to have small talk? This has been on me, like, all day. I don't know.
I know Corey is.
I don't know if that's like, it's been on me all day. Like, as a midget, are you allowed to have small talk? I'm sorry. Hey, y'all, welcome to Speak Free Radio. Go ahead, Brian, I'm sorry.
All of your talk is small as
a midget. Plaguing me all day. Are you allowed to have small talk if you're a midget? Like, if you're like 7 feet tall, are you allowed to talk big? You're already big, like,
right?
So, like... Yeah, I don't know, like.
That's dope.
Yeah, like, if you're a midget, keep like, I want to talk to you real quick. Like, are you allowed to, like, I don't know. It's just a question. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I've lost it already,
and we haven't
I'm
been
sorry.
On
these are the things
minute.
That I think about, but. Hey, y'all, welcome to Speak Free Radio. Hi, everybody. That thing has been pressing my spirit all day. Ah, na na moshiki na na mosiya na na bashaya. Ah, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. Have we prayed yet? God,
yet
na na mosiya. Not yet. I feel prayer. I feel
prayer.
Ah, na na moshiki na na mosiya.
Yes.
Ah, kira na na. Don't you hate when a person's about to pray and it's just like sticking tongue? Like, can you just pray? Like, that's all.
If you
yeah.
knew you were going to pray,
yeah,
you could have
yeah. you knew your name was on the program and be like, ah, you kid, I will shout out, I will see you, kid.
You could have been doing this on the way to the podium. It wasn't a shock to you that you were praying.
Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Like, you ain't even prayed in English. Like, Come on. Man. Oh, Lord. Lord, thank you for this opportunity, God, that we have to be on the radio. God, let us have a great show today. Father, we pray, God, that you would bless us, God, that we would use our, God, spirit of influence, God, for good, Father, and that you might get the glory out of everything we say and do on this radio show. Jesus, let me pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's jump right into it. We, as you guys have noticed, we did take off yesterday. You know, hopefully Brian was taking care of some family things. I hope everything went well. Praying for the family. They had a loss in the family.
Yes, ma'am.
We believe in family of the show, so, you know, that took first precedence. So we just kind of took yesterday off to kind of give you guys a break. As you guys know, the music industry, the gospel world is still suffering. From this untimely death of Thomas T.C. Clay. And
yeah.
We played some of his music on Monday. I don't think I can sit through that again. That hurt, man. Just seeing all these videos come out and just seeing his love for God was just absolutely amazing. And so it's crazy. And so today we're just going to kind of like, we're going to talk today about an issue that kind of came up yesterday.
Yeah.
By superstar Miss Jasmine Sullivan. That was crazy, man. I mean, it was absolutely crazy. She posted a status, and a lot of people and a lot of her fans were very. They felt disrespected. They felt a lot of things, and so. She ended up actually taking the post down because it got a lot of slack. Like, her fans started going in on her, and people were posting statuses. And so please, you know, by all means, you guys are welcome to call in. You know, you guys can call in at any time on this show. 646-668-8743. And so the post reads, I did not know TC very well. What I do know is I gave him my number accidentally through a friend, and he reached out consistently for a year. I think I replied maybe three times, but that never stopped him from writing me. He was determined, which was in all capital letters. LOL. I remember him bringing me flowers to a show I had in San Francisco and me realizing this was not the TC I thought it was, but that he was sweet. I remember going to Parkside recently and seeing him and thinking, oh, gosh, he's going to come over and make his move, but he didn't. He said a quick hi and instead got on the mic and made up an entire five-minute song about me. But through the embarrassment, and flattery, I thought, wow, this guy's really gifted. I was literally amazed in how he commanded the stage with that little mic in that little bar freestyling. And if I had actually heard his own music, how much more I enjoy him. I had no idea who was bothering me, in quotations, until then, and how dope he was. So I instantly followed him on IG, becoming more enraptured with his gift. Every once in a while, he'd write and I'd reply, now out of respect. I didn't want to say too much because I didn't want to lead him on. But I just tried to let him know in little ways he had my attention. I wanted to believe that made him happy. The last thing, thankfully, we talked about was me being out with my girls and the Jameson on the table. He ended with, have a safe night, say a prayer for me if you go to church tomorrow. Now he's passed, and though I didn't know him well, I'm deeply saddened. I'm seeing peers mourn him and talk about him, how great of a man he was, and wishing I got to know him a little more. For my sake, he seemed to be a blessing here on earth to everyone that knew him. And though our time was brief, he blessed me too. From what I'm reading, it seemed he had a way that made everyone he knew feel very special. And that's exactly how I felt that night he sang to me. I'll never forget it. Just know I was your fan, TC. Because I know you still got a crush on me in heaven and you're listening. Rest in peace.
Wow. So can I be completely oblivious at this moment?
Yeah, because I don't know what the problem is either, but go ahead.
I missed the controversy.
Man, listen, and I'm telling you, I can't find it. People were saying
completely missed the controversy.
People are saying her message is very condescending.
That's what they're saying, and I don't see it.
I don't even know what that means. But go ahead.
Like,
sorry. Go ahead. I
miss the controversy behind, you know what I mean, her statement. If anything, that was the realest post, the most humbling post, the most transparent post I've seen about TC since his passing. I'm looking at Jasmine Sullivan as someone who is a superstar at the age of 29 years old. She's a superstar. Who does she come in contact with on a daily basis? Millions of people hit her up. Millions of people, you know, contact her, email her, hit her up on Twitter, hit her up on Facebook, whatever. She's a superstar. You know what I mean? She goes on to say, I did not want to give you the time of day because I didn't know who you were. But after I realized who you were and what you meant, I respected you. Even though I did not know who you are, you know, even though I don't know you, I respect you. You know, I respect the fact that you, you know, you pursued me. I mean, I don't knock the girl for saying, hey, I'm not trying to lead him on. So I just want him to know that I'm not being grand. I'll hit him up out of respect, but I'm not going to lead this man on to for him to think that I want to be with him and I don't. Not once in that post did she say, you know, oh, now that you're gone, I wish I would have dated you, or I wish we could have got up, or nothing. She didn't say anything like that. Nothing. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
There are so many things I want to say, and people, these are things that people don't want to hear, and so I got to be careful what I say, because people have taken it upon themselves to argue with me, you know, in my inbox about some of the comments I had, and my comments will not change, no matter how y'all feel. I'm praying for all of you, but my comments will not change. At the end of the day, she told her story of her encounter with TC. She told her story of her encounter. Some of you have now done the same. The problem is, I have a few issues here. The number one issue that I have is now at this point is, my problem is not with the fans. That's not my problem. Man of God, my problem is with the saints.
Exactly.
Who have cussed her, who have name-called her. And so people were like, well, if TC was here, this is how he would handle it. Well, here's the principle. If he was here, okay, cool. At the end
the
of the day,
the post would have never came out.
You know, thank you. Thank you so
if
much.
If he was here, the post would have never came out. We would have never known of their interaction. You know what I mean? She
would
have still probably talked to him out of respect. You know what I mean? It would have been on him to pursue whatever they had going on.
But
however,
people don't know how to flip stuff.
She came in that post from a place of regret, where a lot
right.
of people tried to cover.
Yeah, nobody read into that.
A lot of people posted about TC to cover the fact that they didn't talk to him, or cover the fact
exactly.
that they never reached out to him.
And so my problem was, nobody knows how to flip anything. I read the thing and was like, okay, cool. Well, she knew him. You know what I was shocked by? I was shocked by the fact that he actually interacted with Jasmine Sullivan. See,
exactly.
Nobody knows how to celebrate the fact that he had touched the lives of these people. Everybody's just like, oh, she's rude. Well, come on. Like, you can't listen. At the end of the day, she told of her interaction. Some of y'all interactions
mm-hmm.
are a little different. But the problem is, it's the saints.
Right.
It's the saints that are going off. The saints. You know, the body of Christ, the ones who love Jesus, those ones.
And my thing is this. In your going off, what are you accomplishing? Now, the Bible says, be angry, but sin not. However, in your anger, what are you accomplishing? What are you accomplishing by going off and bashing her? This is how I looked at it. And this is a very, very kind of common question. What were they doing in the same place? Okay? Obviously, TC was at a place where he was ministering, because he grabbed the mic and proceeded to do what he did. She had to be in a place where he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he never changed who he was, because she
right.
realized that he blessed people through his ministry. She didn't meet him at the club. He didn't go searching for her. Obviously, she was in a place, a spiritual place, because I don't know too many people that's going to do a praise and worship set in the club. She had to be where he was. You see what I'm saying? So in that essence, she was in a place to be touched. She
right.
was in a place to be healed. She was in a place to be ministered to, not knowing that it would be by the person that she kept blowing off.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Be careful. I mean, not to say that she was wrong. Like I said, she's a superstar and she's 29. This girl will probably never drive another car again. She probably has a driver. She will probably never clean her house again. She's 29. She probably has a maid. She will probably never have to take care of her kids. She will have a nanny. She's a superstar. So if I was ragging this girl a nobody, now I'm not calling TC a nobody, but seriously, TC did not have the recognition that she had. Superstars get put up together. Superstars have their managers match them up. They have their representatives match them up. Hey, I think it'll be a good publicity stunt for you to go out with such and such. I think it would be good for publicity for you to go out and go on a date with such and such. TC didn't have a rep to say, I think you should holler. He came from Delaware, said, oh, she's fine, let me holler at her. Anybody that really knows TC knows he was that straightforward. So what's the problem? And I posted it yesterday. Saints really want to find something to disagree about. They have to. They can't function unless there's a disagreement going on somewhere. Somebody has to be right. Somebody has to prove why you're wrong and why I'm right. But we all serve the same God. I don't get it. That thing, it burned me up. It did. It made me hot. And I probably lost some friends because everybody that I'm cool with was coming at her like on this whole churchy angle. You know, you should be ashamed of yourself. That was disrespectful. And how? What's disrespectful is you lying about your interactions with TC. That's disrespectful. That's what's disrespectful. I'm sorry, I'm done.
Maybe I'm too optimistic.
Right.
But nobody is celebrating the fact that she did whatever she did, and now that there are people, there are thousands of people who never knew the name Thomas Clay.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Even though he is now gone, his sound is now traveling because his name is traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And so people, I guess, were just like, you know, I don't even know what the word means. Like she curved. What does that mean?
Curved.
You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm 28, and the only language I know is the Holy Ghost. So all this new lingo, stuff like that, I'm not good at it. I'm no good at it. If you're not talking, just speak English to me. You ain't gotta say crazy stuff to me. Like, you can't, because I don't know what you're talking about. You know? I'm not looking at you like you're stupid. The point I'm trying to make is that she made the post. It was extremely unfortunate. At the same time, some of y'all might call me, 646-668-8743. If you want my personal number, hit me about the show. We can rap about it. It's nothing. I think a lot of the issues that a lot of the Saints are going through right now is not the fact that she made that post. I think the issue right now is a lot of people are going through the spirit of guilt.
Exactly. And they can't express it.
Yeah, people going through guilt right now. That's what's going on. I believe it's a strong feeling of guilt. And so she posted what she posted, but now all of a sudden y'all just go jump on her. But she was truthful.
Yep, she was truthful. She was.
She was truthful. She said I was deeply saddened. Like, oh, let's go back to this post.
I can't even find the post now.
I can send it to you. It's not a problem. I have a screenshot. And so, you know, I guess because she said I a lot.
So, So can I tell you what they're saying in the blog about her?
Oh, man, because it's on the front page of Google.
Jasmine Sullivan is so conceited, she thinks a dead man had a crush on her.
Yep.
Jasmine Sullivan doesn't know how to eulogize someone. Pause. Who said she was trying to?
Yep, that Jasmine Sullivan eulogy is quite possibly the worst thing I've ever read. Okay, first of all, I want to go post a post on Facebook and just say, share with me one of your greatest memories, or share with me one of your memories of TC, okay? And I'm gonna just do an example. This is not a real story. Bro, I want you to ask me one of my memories of TC. Just be like, Corey, what's one of your memories of TC?
Corey, what's one of your memories of TC?
I remember one time I was in Florida. You see how I started the statement with I? Because it's my memory. I am the one that's in it. I am the one that was impacted. Of course, she's going to say I. It was between TC and her. What's she supposed to say? I remember one time he came over to talk to Jasmine. So then she talks in third person. Y'all going to call her arrogant. Yeah. She said I because it's her interaction with all of y'all who are posting all these posts and all these deep theories about how y'all believe he died and all these witches and warlocks and all this stuff. Y'all a little too deep and spooky for me. A little too deep and spooky for me. And I got something for y'all, but I'm probably not allowed to say it on the radio. It ain't a bad word. I just got something for y'all. All these seats in this church, I want you to pick one, okay? I want you to pick one, and I want you to show up for church, and I want you to be quiet. I don't even want you to participate in worship. Don't even say amen. I just want you to sit there, and I want you to shut up. Because your theory does not make any sense. I am upset. I didn't see people post stuff about, you know, witches and warlocks and all these spirits and all these things. Let me tell y'all something. Here is the principle. The principle is whatever happened, it is extremely unfortunate, but God saw fit to take his son. We're still trying to make sense out of what happened, but trying to come up with your own theory, your own science of what happened is not going to fix anything, y'all. It's extremely unfortunate. But all of y'all that share memories of TC, all of y'all posts have I all in it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody calling y'all egotistical, narcissistic. Nobody's doing that.
Nobody's
doing that. Why? Because it is your memory.
I really like, and I think moreover, everybody is saying how impactful he was, which outside of the realm of praise and worship, to know the guy, you would know he's a clown. He's a fool. You know what I mean? Like, he is hilarious. He was hilarious. So he was impactful. He was very impactful. But now you got to think about, okay, if he was impactful doing what? Is this what his impact caused for me to cause controversy over nothing? It's not going to bring him back. It's not going to make your story more relevant. It's not going to make her story less relevant. It's her story. You know what I mean? Like, if my interaction was, my last interaction with you was you punching me in my face, and then you walk away and you pass away, and I get on Facebook and I said, the last interaction I had with Corey was me and him got into a brawl. I'm disrespecting your death because I talked about my last interaction with you and it was negative? What sense does that make? How do we push forward, or how do we help accelerate and maneuver, you know what I'm saying, people through, you know what I'm saying, in the body of Christ by talking about stuff that does not matter? Souls are out there being impacted by his music, now I'm not trying to be funny, that they probably would have never heard had he not died. That's sad, but those videos would have never been shared had he not passed. And there are some clips of TC out there that a lot of people would have never seen had he not passed. I had a conversation with my dad yesterday. My dad said, I never heard of him. Didn't know who he was. He said, I didn't know who he was. When I posted, I went to school with a guy named TC. Him and I, he was a little bit older than me, but him and I went to school together. When I posted on Facebook, my dad thought that I was talking about somebody from Cumberland. He did not know who TC was. So had he not died, my dad is 63 years old. My dad wasn't checking for TC. My dad wasn't checking for the latest praise and worship craze. However, listening to it, you realize, man, this guy really ministers. But nobody wants to take that from his death. Nobody wants to take the benefit. Yeah, it hurts. Yeah, it stings. But what did his ministry do? What good does his ministry do? That's the question I have. What good does his ministry do? Because his ministry's not dead. His music still lives on. His music still lives on. No, he will never make another album. He won't. Unfortunately, he will never have any more music. But the music that he's already presented to the world has impacted people so much. What are we going to do with it?
Okay. Let me tell you why people... Never mind. Let me tell you why people are going too far, because people are going as far as seeing Jasmine Sullivan, whatever is curved on earth shall be curved in heaven. Let me tell you something.
What?
Y'all have to stop.
Y'all have
so
to be
like,
stopped.
Y'all got to stop. Because at the end of the day, I don't think how it's being taken is how anything that she meant it. Like somebody said, it doesn't seem like that was her intention. She emphasized the fact that she missed an opportunity on knowing a nice person. So I don't know if you said this earlier, but I felt like there was guilt in her post as well.
Yeah.
Like, man, like, if, you know, you touched all these people, wow, I didn't know you had that in you. And so I don't think the way her post is being taken, because I'm going to tell you, what people don't understand is this is an opportunity, because the second she gets an interview, somebody's going to go, okay, you know that post, like, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, that was my friend Thomas Clay. As soon as she says his name, and she says, you know, he was a great artist, boom, that's it.
Yep.
And
I just feel it is the dumbest thing in the world to be fussing about, especially in the kingdom.
Well, I'm about to say something that don't nobody want to hear, but we're here to be realists. And the truth be told is this. You know what the truth is? The truth is this. If she says his name right, well, not even if she says his name right now, TC Sound is going worldwide.
Yeah.
And he is currently living again in heaven. Amen.
Right.
Well, here's the principle. The principle is this: the message and the sound of Jesus didn't go around the world until he died. I rest my case. Like, I don't know what else to tell y'all. If anything, TC has won the victory. Like, let's be real for a second. He beat us all. What's your excuse? If anything, we should be jealous. I'm not trying to be funny, but he's won the victory. According to the word of God, he is now worshiping with the he has won the victory. He's won.
Yep.
And so now, what all he wanted, see, People are like, well, he just wanted to touch lives. No, 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 no. He just wanted to worship purely. And so now he is doing forever what he wanted to do.
Yep.
And what is so strange to me is that the Bible teaches us to rejoice at the death of a saint.
Right.
The problem that I have right now, Brian, is that a worshiper has gone to be with the Lord, but we are here pointing the fingers, and there is division amongst the body, and there's chaos, and so somehow the enemy has reared into a situation where a worshiper has left.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow the enemy is still getting credit and glory out of the situation. How in the world? How?
Because purity in the church, as we know it, is almost a lost art. So for somebody to come in and do what they do purely and, like, with no ill intent, with no ulterior motive, but you can tell that it's out the purity and the genuineness of his heart, that's almost like a slap in the face to what you think you need to create in church.
Wow.
That's why there's so much controversy. The Bible says in Psalms 24, verse 3 and 4, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and
clean
a pure
hands.
Heart,
uh-huh.
Who have not lifted up the soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. He's now doing what all of us praise and worship leaders want to do. He stood at the foot of God every time he went into worship, and it's pure. It wasn't a whole bunch of hocus pocus. It wasn't a whole bunch of hoopla. It wasn't a whole bunch of, it was his heart. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And he created an atmosphere from his heart that could not be ignored. You ever hear a song that's so catchy that you can't do nothing but bob your head to it? And by the
right.
time you realize you bob your head to it, it's
you're
already done got into you. And you're like, oh, man, now I know the words. But it was something you weren't checking for. It was just something that you couldn't ignore. That's who he is. That was him. And for people to try to, I guess, degrade, if you will, like degrade his, you know, his passion, that's disrespectful. We want to talk about her post, but the fact that you are degrading everything that he stood for, no, was he perfect? No.
I guess because she put a picture of herself at the end. I think that's the problem.
But was she standing there with, that's just like, okay, that's just like you have a homeboy that goes to jail, right? You got a homeboy that goes to jail. He's going to do a hard time. But you turning up and you got pictures of you, you know what I'm saying? I'm turning up for my homie because he's innocent. Free my homie. Are you excited that he's gone away? Or you're not vain. You're mourning. You're hurt. I don't understand. She posted a picture of herself looking down at the ground. She won't smiling. She won't celebrating. If you ask me, she looked real solemn compared to her other pictures. What is the real issue? Like, real talk. Had she, now let's play this scenario.
Okay.
Had he been living, right? Had he been living, and she posted this status not out of regret, but out of, now TC's a cool dude. Now mind you, everybody, nobody knows him, But the people who do know him, he's still living now, they know him to be a cool dude. She posted his status and says, you know, I gave my number to this guy by accident, all of this other kind of stuff. I find out who he is, you know, and now I hit him up out of respect. Does that look like you curving him? He's still living. So you got the opportunity to, if he wants to pursue you, you have the opportunity to accept. That's not curving. That's not dissing. That's not playing him to the left, as the other kids say. No, that's saying, hey, I'm a superstar. This guy hit me up. I don't know him. I don't want to be disrespectful. So once I finally get a chance to know him, okay, yeah, we can talk. We can't go that far because that's not really where I want to be with you right now. However, you know what I mean? I'm willing to respect you. I'm not going to curb you. I'm not going to play you to the left. But because he's dead, he doesn't have... Now, granted, had he been living, he'd have been like, yep, and I'm not going to stop trying. He could have replied to it. He could have replied to the statement, yep, I hit you up, you know, this ain't a lie, whatever, 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 to clear his name, not to come off thirsty, not to come off desperate. That's not what she was trying to say. He was desperate after her. No. And my thing is, I think some of the saints are mad because it's exposing some of your desperation to the wrong thing. Because if we go in some of y'all inboxes, how many of y'all are thirsty over people that aren't talking to y'all? How many of y'all are thirsty over people of the same sex that aren't talking to y'all? That you try to act like you don't know when you get the musicals to cover up the fact that you're a homosexual.
Hang up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hang up. Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
For this is Speak Free Radio.
Woo! Hallelujah!
If you're just not joining us, today's not my go-off day. It's Brian's go-off day. But here's the crazy part. I want to break down something that she said. Every once in a while, he'd write and I'd reply, now, out of respect. Watch this.
Now,
I didn't want to say too much because I didn't want to lead him on. Here it is. But negates everything she said before. She says, I just tried to let him know in little ways he had my attention.
Yep.
I think the only thing that she said in this status that it's probably a problem was, I want to believe that made him happy. That would possibly be the only possible problem.
Okay, explain.
Because he had her attention, but she's saying, I believe that made him happy. Saying,
okay.
I knew he had my attention, but I know it made him happy by me letting him know he had my attention. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But that's not
so I can understand why that would probably be a problem. Like, well, she only did it to kind of – no. She didn't let him know, like, yeah, do whatever you're doing. It's working. See, but let me tell you how we work. If like, let's say, you know, Brian goes home to be with the Lord. Let's say this is, you know, before Brian meets Prophetess Alexis Crenshaw. So Brian dies, you know, Brian passes away a single man, right? And Rihanna comes out and was like, you know, I met Brian, and he got on stage and made it this bass solo and sang my name, blah, 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 blah. All of y'all going to be like, oh, she's so disrespectful. I'm going to be like, man, my best friend booked Rihanna. Like, that's my – see, saints don't get it. Like, I'm weird. Like, you know, everybody's going to be like, oh, she's rude. I'll be like, man, my best friend booked Rihanna from a bass. Like, he wasn't even doing a set. He did a solo and booked Rihanna. Some of y'all just buying the music. Like, There are so many. You know, there are so many ways that he would be able to be celebrated from that.
Right.
But don't nobody care about that. They mad, bruh. Listen to me. They are mad with Jasmine Sullivan.
I don't get it. But you know what's funny? And I'm going to say it. The nobodies are mad at her.
Yep.
The nobodies are mad at her. If she was to see you in the street, she wouldn't know who you were. She's still going to make music. She's still going to be celebrated. And what people don't realize is she is a superstar. So guess what? Even if you don't buy her music here, there are other countries that play her music.
I bet you they ain't going to shade her if she comes to the home going. I bet you they won't.
Nope. She might sit up front.
They might go ask her to say something. They've not seen something.
Yep.
Y'all better hope mother wears a sweater vest because what she normally wears probably not going to be appropriate for church. What?
Like for real though.
Listen.
Like for real though.
She mother don't dress for church.
No.
Mm-mm.
But I just feel like
mother,
you know,
mother dressed for that lounge that, you know, Rico took us to. There's only four people in there. Oh, sorry. Oh, man. I'm not healed yet. I'm not healed yet. I'm sorry.
And all of our guests had to pay to get in. And they were the four people in there.
For this is Speak Free Radio.
Okay.
I'm not doing this, man.
I'm back.
I'm not doing this, man. Y'all need to leave Jasmine Sullivan alone, point blank. That's the end of the story. Leave that baby alone. She really meant well. I believe she did, but
I really think she did.
I believe she meant well. I don't think she meant how the Saints are taking it.
Yeah.
And so, now what do you think of ways that she can capitalize on this?
I think they've done it for her. I really think the media has done it for her. Because negative attention is better than no attention. It's still attention. She was famous in a realm where a lot of gospel people or staunch church people would not know her. However, because she made mention of a gospel artist, the people who possibly from church did not know her, they know her now. Who is this Jasmine Sullivan girl? What's she do? And honestly, I'm not trying to be funny. I don't care how saved you are. Jasmine Sullivan is a great artist. So she creates music that you cannot ignore. So now she has a different audience. The media did it for her. She capitalized on it.
Very true. Very true. She didn't have to do no work.
Exactly.
None at all.
Exactly.
None at all. I want to read something to you guys. I love when they be like, I want to read something for your listening pleasure. Like, I don't get the pleasure of listening to anything. Today is Middle Name Pride Day.
What?
Today is Middle Name Pride Day.
Is it really?
Yep.
According to Facebook or?
Yeah, no, I guess, of course, I don't know.
Because, you know, they have national days, like, every day. National Redhead Day, National Dog Day, National, you know, whatever. Last Name Friday, whatever. Yeah, so all in all, like, you know, this whole Jasmine Sullivan situation, like, Saints, real talk, like, we talk about grace and how God's grace covers us and how, you know, we're nothing without his grace and all of these things dealing with grace as it pertains to God giving it to us. But as Christians, what do we give? Did anybody hit her up and ask for her intentions? No, because you don't know her. But everybody is willing to go out on the ledge, and everybody's willing to pop on her on social media, you know, just to make yourself feel good. Like, for what? For what? Saints need to give grace like they want grace given to them. That's pretty much what it boils down to.
People are saying things like, you know, I don't know. People are just saying things like, you know, it was senseless and distasteful and all this great and all this weird stuff and, you know, who even knows her music and all this stuff. And I'm just, you know, the issue that I'm having here is this. Number one, the odds of her ever seeing y'all comments are probably like little to none. Number one. So that kind of like shows kind of like how little it matters. Number two, the body of Christ right now just looks stupid.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we, the Saints look weak right now.
I think that's a problem. That's a problem, like, across the board. And I was talking to my wife on my way back to North Carolina. We as a body, we look unorganized. We look very discombobulated. We look all over the place as a body. Not once do you ever see Jehovah's Witnesses in their halls, wherever they may be, they always preach the same thing. They have the same motive. They have the same tactics. They preach the same thing. I can meet a Jehovah's Witness from Georgia. I can meet one from California. I can meet one from Mexico, for all I know. But they're all going to be preaching the same thing. It's only in the body of Christ where you got 17 ministers in the same church preaching a different message because all of them pertain to their personal wants. We look very unorganized. And posts like this are what really set it up or set us apart. We look really unorganized. It's bad. It's a bad situation.
I'll say this. If at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you why we look bad. We look bad because all we did was what some of us say we are tired of the church doing. We completely rejected her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, completely, utterly rejected her.
Yeah.
It's distasteful. We look weak. We look weak and unorganized. Seriously.
Yep, you're exactly right. You are exactly right. And now the question is, you know, what happens next? Because, you know, TC's homegoing is next week. You know, what happens after this news fades away? Are we going to figure another reason to become divided? Are we going to figure a new reason to, you know, to go off the deep end and attack our brothers and attack our sisters? Because this is temporary. That's pretty much what it is. So we definitely need
to. I'm sorry. I'm just going through all this stuff that people are saying. Can I read something to you real quick, if you don't mind?
Go for it.
Evangelist Marissa Farrow, can I say this because TC was my friend for 10 years? And hey, I may lose some friends. What some of y'all did to Jasmine Sullivan yesterday was utterly ridiculous and disgraceful and distasteful as Christians. But the point I want to pose is this. Y'all did that to do what? Honor TC? But what y'all did was the very thing he struggled with, and that was being rejected by the church. That girl didn't mean any harm, and if you knew TC, you knew that he was you knew his personality. He was extremely persistent. The problem is, as a body, we have no compassion.
None.
Compassion would have looked beyond her fault and acknowledged her intention. That was good, Pharaoh. And we wonder why our churches are emptying out. It's so true.
Yep. And yep,
so,
that's what happened.
At the end of the day, I don't agree with the... I don't agree with the vernacular of Jasmine Sullivan. I don't agree with her vernacular, but I don't agree with the response from the church either. Yeah, I don't agree to that either.
Yeah. And honestly, maybe I'm that I'm the realist when it comes to a lot of people are too fleshy or too spiritual. You're too fleshy to understand anything spiritual, and you're too spiritual to understand anything dealing in the flesh. Now, I may
right.
be wrong to say this. However, I understand what it is to pursue a female. I understand the effort it takes to pursue a female. So that post, nothing in that post, and like I said, I could be wrong. Even her vernacular, she's not saved.
Thank you.
But that we know of.
Thank you. Exactly.
She came at it from a place of, this was just a guy I knew. This was a guy trying to holler at me, not a guy trying to get me saved, not a preacher trying to get me to come to church. This is a guy trying to talk to me and date me. That's the problem. That's why we have a lot of single bitter women in the church. Because guys are trying to date you, and you think they should approach you trying to get you saved. When I was courting my wife, I won't carry a Bible. When we went to dinner, I won't speak in tongues. We had very general conversation about life. They're thinking too spiritual. And anybody that knew him knew that's not really his, you know what I'm saying? He was a real chill dude. And I promise you, if he approached her in a way that said, I'm trying to get with you, I can almost promise you that it wasn't no, you know, I'm trying to get with you, I need you to come to my church. I'm sorry. Y'all gonna blast me next? Please do so. And don't do it on social media. Call me. I'll stand behind it. Call me. I can almost guarantee you that was not his approach. I can guarantee it. Too many church people are having high expectations of unspiritual people when you cannot stand up to those expectations yourself.
Well,
I was talking to my wife. I can't expect my daughter to drive me anywhere. She's not capable. It's not her fault. It's my fault for expecting something that she can't give me. It's a bad day, man. It's a bad day in the kingdom when people are having high expectations of people who never said that they could give you what you're expecting. I'm telling you, man, we got some work to do. We really got some work to do.
Wow.
We have some work to do. But this is the world we live in, you know, and I will say this. I stand behind what I say concerning Jasmine Sullivan. I love her music. I love her music. Did I say I love her music? TC will be missed by any and everyone who knew him. You know, and that's just the reality of it. However, because I understand his motive. I understand his motive, and I understand what he wanted to leave to the people. I'm not gonna blast anybody. I'm not going to, you know, make anybody feel bad. That's not my job. My job is to carry on the legacy or carry on the impact that he had on my life, and that should be everybody else's focus. So, we definitely enjoyed.
Speak your mind. Express yourself.
Y'all leave Jasmine Sullivan alone. Leave that baby alone.
Alone.
See y'all tomorrow.